Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our first podcast of 2026. This is the Record Room. I've got very special guests today, and they are from Encore, but they started with shows. But I'm going to have my first guest introduce themselves on my left.
Hello, I'm Jack, manager at Encore Northampton, Northampton's newest nightclub.
Yes, and my next guest.
And I'm Nick, partner with Jack at Encore, newest nightclub in Northampton.
Cool. I know a lot of you guys from, especially Jack, from Shubs and a lot of Shubs stuff. Let's start with Shubs first and how 2025 was, because I went to a lot of the events. They were really good, really exciting. But as one of the co-founders, please explain to me how 2025 was for you.
It was huge. Like we took over almost every major venue in town. We done the carnival performances. We went to Dutch Pot afterwards for our after party. That was a great night. So obviously now that it's coming into 2026, we're just on to bigger and better things, trying to make Northampton somewhere that you can enjoy to go out and have a good night, a safe night with people you like in a nice community.
Yeah, and what was your biggest highlight for 2025? Because you did loads of events. I mean,
it would definitely be Halloween with Unknown Tea.
Yeah, that was
probably the best show that we had.
I actually went to that one as well. That one was really, really good. I would say my favorite one was the Kojo Fans one. I feel like it was more danceable for me, but like I like the Unknown Tea one as well. But I think the Kojo Fans.
The Kojo Fans Valentine's is definitely between that and Unknown Tea for me. Yes. Kojo Fans, I presume most people would have preferred. Yeah. Whereas, like, for me, bringing Unknown Tea here, he brought the whole of the...
Yeah, yeah.
...Niners down. So that was like, a huge night for us. And that was 700 capacity filled.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, it was definitely
a good night. It was rammed in there. You couldn't move. So that was a great night. But Kojo Fans was good as well. I enjoyed Carnival Night. And then maybe third place, it would be Jersey Jams with Dreads. That was a great night at the Dutch Pot as well. So yeah.
No. Yeah, that one was a good one as well. I attended that one as well. So it's like, yeah, it was good to see like the progression and how it was and actually logging your guys' journey.
We tried to do other themed parties after that. Not everyone comes in theme, but to see everybody come dressed in their jersey, that was lit.
Yeah, and we'll go to our next guest. Nick, just introduce yourself, and because I don't know you too well, and maybe the world.
Yeah, so like one of the venues he actually missed off for Shubs is how we met at Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
So I was watching these guys and what they were doing with Shubs for a couple months. Obviously, you mentioned Dreads. I was speaking to Dreads. I was like, oh, right, who are these Shub lads? Like, they throw good events, put me in contact. So I started doing events at Turtle Bay. So then, yeah, from there, it's just pretty much everything else is history, really. Yeah, like we met. Instantly clicked, had the same sort of vision of what we wanted to do with events. Obviously, I wanted to get more into events anyway. And then Encore came along and sat down with Jack and I was like, should we go for it? And he went, yeah, why not? And then we're here today.
Yeah, because I had inside information, Jerome, about this. So when he told me, and I was so shocked because, like, you know, I was thinking maybe another event or something. But
it was a huge... opportunity when it came across the table, because we've really struggled with Shubs, with dealing with venues and how they want things to run and be cheap for themselves, and it's like doesn't make for a good atmosphere a lot of the time or a good like working relationship, which is what was different when I first met Nick at Turtle Bay. It's like we asked about the bar spend percentage. He's like straight to the point, gave us the numbers, and like obviously, unfortunately, he wasn't able to continue doing events at Turtle Bay, because we would have loved to. That would have been a huge opportunity for everyone, because they're obviously a national brand. But that's not something that they wanted to pursue. Mm-hmm. So then when it came across the table that we could possibly get the lease for Encore, I said, like, yeah, let's go down that path and open our own venue in the town, because that's realistically the whole point of Shubs, was to make Northampton somewhere that you could go and celebrate and have a good night and you don't have to leave the town. Obviously doing an event a month and that doesn't really push you towards that goal too quickly. I'm sure we would have got there eventually, but this coming across the table just sort of put things on a huge fast track.
100%, because I think there's a huge gap in that market, and 100%. You guys doing that is filling that. But I just want to start with Nick, like, how was your journey coming into like event management and doing all of this and like telling your story?
So hospitality is pretty much all I've ever known. Yeah. So I grew up with my granddad running pubs and clubs himself all my life. So I was born into it, always wanted my own venue. And funny enough, I was like, right, venue by 25. We got the keys 3 days after my 25th birthday. So ticked off the list onto the next target now. So before I met these two, I didn't think that would be possible. I was like, right, maybe not by 25, maybe not this year. Definitely not a club. It would have been a pub, if anything. And then when I saw these two and saw what they were doing, obviously I started helping out a bit more with Shubs, turning up to the events, helping wherever I could, doing door. Christmas Eve was, I was like, yeah, do you know what? This could be something really good. We're sat on a gold mine here. It would be silly not to pursue it. So, we went with it.
And same question to you, Jack.
I got into Jerome, my business partner at Shubs, came around my house one day. He was like, I need to make a flyer for an event. I said, I can do that. Like, I'll do graphic design. And then obviously he needed a bit of help and business advice when we were talking with the first venue, because the first one was November of 2024 at Wedgwood. And the lady was lovely, but she was, if you weren't careful, you could spend 2 hours chatting about nothing but business. I went in with him, spoke to her, paid the deposit, and then on the night said to Jerome, like, look, we've filled up this venue. And then that's where it all started from there. And over the last year we've learned, taken a lot of lessons, taken some small losses, had a lot of big nights, but this year we're looking at sort of scaling that up and making it a regular occurrence in Northampton, to have a club where you can go every week and you don't have to worry about like people that you don't like. It's going to be a very community-based club. Like, we've got a lot of friends and people that we've got very close with over the last year, people that we've collaborated with that are all going to be called in Encore, their home. So it'll be the home of Shubs, it'll be the home of Vice events, and it'll be the home of The Vibe. And it will build a super strong community around Encore and the sort of music that we'll be playing and showing to the people week by week.
And touching on that, because I've seen your guys' journey and you growing, what do you think your biggest learning curve was, or biggest challenge was?
Just not to undersell yourself. Like, when you go to these venues, they will treat you like you're just starting up because it's your first year. When at this point, like, after the first couple of events, we had a proven concept and a crowd that was going to turn up and spend their money at your bar. So you kind of just have to know what it is that you represent and the people that you represent underneath your brand, and sort of push for the best for your brand and not the best for the venue.
Yeah. And probably same question to you, Nick. What in your experience with hospitality and events, what has been your biggest lesson?
Biggest lesson is you just got to keep on going. Like, hospitality is probably one of the most rewarding but the most tiresome industries there is. Like, every day is something different. Every day could be your worst day, could be your best day. You'll work with some amazing people like these two in the room right now, and you'll work with some absolutely awful people that you'll never want to speak to ever again. And you just got to take the little wins with the lads in the room now and take them with you and just ignore all the other ones. Some of the companies, some of the brands I've worked with, everyone goes, why are you still in the industry? Why are you still doing it? And then I keep doing it, because eventually you'll meet lads like these, and then you'll start going where you need to go and tick off exactly what I ticked off just in the time.
Yeah, and speaking on that, what is the power of collaboration? Because you spoke about collaboration, and it's like, it's something that we don't see often, something that people maybe take for granted. So my question would...
Yeah, I think everybody wants to obviously shine in their own light, whereas our whole thing was never to build Shubs into something that is its own brand. The whole mission of the brand was to, like I say, make Northampton somewhere where, like, you don't have to travel to Sheffield to have a good party. You don't have to go all the way to London to have a good festival. Like, you can do those things here. And I'm not saying it's just us that is doing it. There's plenty of other brands that throw wicked parties like down here that we'll be looking to work with as well. And that's the thing with collaboration, is that if you all come together, then it's eventually gonna produce that sort of culture where people are excited to go out again and do things, because I think COVID really damaged that.
100%,
a lot of people, not damaged the culture, like a lot of people nowadays have got changed ideals as well. A lot of people are going to the gym, they don't want to drink and stuff, but that's, we're not saying come down and drink, come have a good time.
Yeah, because I work with a lot of young people, and like I always want these podcasts to be like inspirational. So it's like what you guys are doing is really inspirational in terms of that collaborative thing. If you don't see stuff in your place or in your area, it's like you actually have the power to change it. And I think for me, that was the most like inspirational thing, because it's like, oh, I'm not going to go to London, I'm not going to go to Birmingham or this stuff. I'm actually going to bring the vibes here. I'm going to bring that change here, the things that I want to see.
Yeah.
So where do you think that kind of like visionary aspect came from, and saying, you know what, I can actually see that here in Northampton?
I think with these two, mainly it's just the fact they're not selfish. They're not in it for themselves. I saw it myself, obviously. So they did a collaboration with the Vibe at Turtle Bay. That was the event that we held at Turtle Bay when I was there. And it was more of a case of they wanted to help the Vibe, because they hadn't done an event in a while, also regain the traction of the Vibe's back, the Vibe's doing events again. And they said that in the room, as I would really want to help the Vibe almost make a comeback, almost. So yeah, like I feel like when you're not in it for yourself and you're in it for the bigger picture, that's when it all comes together. And obviously, due to all these collabs, our club's got pretty much events booked every week for a good few months, because there's no selfishness in it.
Until April now. Obviously, we've got our standalone club nights. So Fridays, we'll be playing urban music, rap, R&B, hip-hop, stuff like that, because Fridays aren't the best in Northampton town. You won't often see a lot of people out. But that's the sort of community that we cater to already, that we already have a crowd in. And Saturdays we'll be doing like house, funky house, garage, like to sort of cater to the wider audience in Northampton and show off the club as a whole.
Yeah.
So Northampton, alongside obviously running events underneath Shubs, underneath Vice events with DJ Adley. So yeah, we're trying to put Northampton as a place where people don't have to just say like, oh, I'm just going to stay inside. Like it's nothing to do ever in Northampton. It's rubbish. Cause that's all you see on TikTok. If you scroll through, you'll see like a video of someone in Northampton, and it will just be all in the comments negativity. And it's just like,
yeah,
that's something that we wanted to change in general. Cause I've never seen it as a bad place to live. We're an hour from everywhere. I think the majority of people like in the town are lovely, like you don't really get like too many issues. It's like if you're gonna focus on all of the negative things, then that's all you're gonna see. But in general, it's a pretty great place to live, so it's something that we wanted to show off.
100%. And someone who's not like native to Northampton, I don't really have a bias, I didn't grow up here, so like 100%, it's a good place to be. And like I think it's just missing like those things that you guys are actually bringing, and which is important, because like you wouldn't want someone from London kind of like saying, okay, I'm going to bring that there, because they don't know Northampton, they don't know the history, they don't know the people.
Yeah,
and it's good when it's like it's a homegrown people.
Yeah, exactly,
know,
yeah.
That's half the problem on the high street when people were saying, oh, all the shops are closed down, there's no pubs and clubs. It's like they're all owned by landlords in London that want the highest amount of money, and if they don't get it, they'll build it, they'll turn it into flats or student accommodation. And that's why the town is dead and dry, and that's why Bridge Street's got just takeaways on it now. It used to be a road full of clubs, and it's just all takeaway shops and student accommodation now. So yeah, it's something that we definitely think the town needs, is to have somewhere like a hub for the community to go and have a good time at.
Yeah. And that's why I like having these discussions, because you guys can control your own narrative and have these conversations, especially as young men doing stuff, being successful, chasing your dreams. And I think for me, that's the most beautiful thing, especially for young people, because if they see people from Northampton doing it, then they can be like, you know what, whatever my thing is or whatever my passion is, I can actually go and do that. And can I do it in Southampton?
Yeah. No, when you work hard, good things happen. And if you don't, they won't. So.
Yeah, but it's good to actually see those people in real life and you can actually touch those people and say, yeah, oh, look, that guy is actually 100%. Doing that.
That's something that we also want to delve into, is like we're going to be open 3 days a week as the club. So that leaves a lot of time elsewhere for us to work inside the community and show things off, and that you can take a different path to just being a menace on the streets or smoking weed in a park. Like those aren't things you have to just do. You can come and do productive things and start working towards what you want later in life from a young age. So the community aspect is something we definitely want to look into as well.
I feel like a lot of the kids touch on them things as well, like smoking weed in the park and that, because they don't have the greatest start. They see themselves as not doing well at school or problems at home. Like we've all been through that as well. Like, you don't need straight A's to do into this. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was permanently kicked out of school in year 10. I had to resit my maths and English. Like, I didn't actually get my GCSEs till I was like 18. But hard work through the industry, that I found what I wanted to do and I applied it. And eventually you get there, you just got to keep going. Like, just because you've had the worst start don't mean you're going to have the worst ending.
100%. And we need those local examples, because sometimes you see it in other places, but you need to be like, oh, I know that guy. I grew up with him. Always like, oh, that's my uncle's friend's cousin or whoever. And like, you can actually see those people. But let's go to the main event, really. What is happening this weekend that is so important?
So 7th of February, 6 p.m., we're opening our doors for the launch party. It's all sold out, unfortunately. Oh. But you will be able to get tickets for the opening night, which starts at 9 p.m. They're on our link in the bio at Encore_Northampton. We've got live DJs from 9 p.m. We've got award nomination MC. We've got DJ CJ, who's a massive part of the Shubs team and has helped us out lots all year. And then we've got DJ Adley, who's obviously from Vice Events and also part of the Shubs team. So we've got some big DJs on this weekend to open up the club. We play in a mix of genres all night. We've got house music, we've got R&B, got urban music. So it's a little something for everyone after our official launch party to show the town that we're kicking it off big.
Do you have another event? Because the next week.
The next week we've got Valentine's Day. So if you've got your girlfriend and you want it, looking for something to do on the Saturday night, make sure you come down to Encore. We've got Gecko live singing songs like Baba, 6:30, and
New Money.
Honestly, I don't know how you guys always get, like, who's your plug? Like, who's, like, just getting you guys, like, all these artists? Like,
yeah, big up Party With Star. He's always sorted us, great artist.
Yeah.
And makes it known that he's very happy to do it for the town and sees what we're trying to do for the town. So yeah, he's a great link in the industry to some of these big artists. And if you're looking for him on the Instagram, that's Party With A Star.
Yeah, because it kind of talks about that collaborative thing, because like, he's brought like, is it Byron Messiah? Like, I mean,
yeah,
Unknown T.
He's brought down all of the artists that we've done. Zai Zai, Byron. Was that not him?
All of them.
Yeah. So he's brought all of
he's
them.
He's orchestrating everything, man. Shout outs to him, bro. But that's why I'm saying, it's like some of these things I didn't even think they were possible. So even I get shocked as an adult.
Byron,
like,
Messiah thing was massive. That was in collaboration with the old owner of the venue that we're now taking over. So it'll be a whole roundabout turn to be going back there as the owners of the club now and putting on the shows ourselves in the way that we wanted to. Yeah.
It's funny how the universe works with those things. It's very, very, very. But one of my last questions would be, who would you want to host at Encore? Like, if you had maybe the top five of like, okay, I can get this out of no budget, unlimited budget, literally.
I know everybody loves Little Baby, so that would probably be number one. Like, but no, never say never, but probably unlikely to happen. But
Just put it out there. Just put it out there. It's possible. Maybe in 2 or 3 years, you never know.
Who else would we have? I don't know. Skepta would be huge.
Yeah, 100%.
I grew up listening to Skepta on the bus on the way to school, so that would be massive. And then, especially like as we're talking about putting on Northampton, it's not just that we want to put on local artists as well.
Yeah.
So we want to do underground artists like Finesse Kid, SD Kid would be sick as well.
These are all
things that you can go let us know on our Instagram. We've got a questionnaire, so go give us your opinion, and we'll try and make it happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a crazy wish list. Yeah, some crazy wish list. What about you, Nick? Do you have any?
I say any Little Baby's definitely up there. Me, I'd say JR Prince of NY. I listen to his music. Have listened to his music for years. I think that'll be. But again, like with these American artists, it's a lot harder to obtain. I've been saying for months. We want Race and a collaboration.
That would be cold.
We need to make that happen. And I'm not going to say too much, otherwise I'm going to end up dropping some names that we're already talking about. So we'll leave it there for now. But you'll see soon enough. You'll see soon enough on my like, page.
I love it. Like, you guys are always surprising me with the things that you do. I'm thinking, okay, you guys are on this timing. And then you just switch up on me in a good way. And I'm just like, oh, okay. That's what you're doing.
Not even just artists-wise, like, because we're looking at going into the house music this year as well. There are some huge DJs that we could bring down to Northampton that would I'm sure would make people turn up and celebrate for, like, we could approach all sorts of people. There's Tommy Phillips, Max Dean, Josh Dean, Kai Rodriguez. So these are all names that, and so a couple of them are local. Tommy Phillips is a local DJ, so I'm sure he'd be happy to come home and do something, as long as it's for the right crowd in the right spot. So hopefully that can be us.
100%. Honestly, like, I've just seen in life, like, it's really about how much you want it. And I'm sure with all the hard work that you guys have done, that, like, it literally just depends on your desire and, like, how much you want it. And you guys can do whatever you want, because, like, I've seen the work, you know, the consistency. And I've always said that to Jerome, and just speaking to him, it's like, I just have the level of consistency, because I won't lie, I wasn't a believer at first. Yeah, he had to make me a believer. I was like, oh, this is just going to be one event. Because when you were talking about the flyer, I don't know if you made the blue flyer.
That was me.
Yeah, exactly. When I was like, oh, okay, this is going to just be this cute thing. And then, you know, I'm never going to see it again.
Everything's pretty much done in-house or locally. There's loads of websites that you can print flyers on. But shout out to Cool Quick. Kim from Cool Quick's always been easy to work with. Like, I can make last minute changes, email her, and it's just, she's super simple.
Yeah, she local, puts up with a lot from
convenient to collect from. So shout out to Kim.
Shout out to Kim.
Shout out to Color Match Services, who just come in and spray painted the entire building in about 2 days. They made our job so much easier to open on time this Saturday. So thanks to Drew and Ryan from Color Match Services. And then, yeah, we're just excited to open up the doors this weekend and let everyone see what we've done with the place, because we've really moved it around, tried to make it more of a nightclub space than how it was laid out before. It was very awkward to function in, whereas now we've got our second bar built, got our sponsorship from AU. They'll be sponsoring the back bar, so you'll be able to get your cans of AU, your Magnums, your Buzz Balls, all at the back bar, quick and simple. You won't have to wait for any long drink times whilst everyone else is pouring up their pints at the opening party. So we're looking forward to having everyone there.
I've only got literally two questions left, and my last questions is, with all of this, it's like, of course that comes with pressure and stuff. How do you guys deal with that and, like, your mental health and how you kind of process that? Because it's a lot of responsibility.
If you're not stressed, then maybe, like, about things in life, then maybe you're not doing enough, and you're just doing things on easy mode. So I think stress is something that comes with life. Like, obviously
Pressure makes diamonds.
You're gonna have bad days. You're gonna work through it. But with the team that we have around us, like it's very easy to just crack on and carry on pushing on with what we're trying to achieve. So yeah, shout out the whole of the Shibs rep team. They've all been in for the last 10 days, painting, sanding, cleaning, doing things that they probably don't want to be doing. But they've all done it, and it's all made what's going to happen on Saturday happen. And that's due to the team and not just us.
So.
Any thoughts, Nick, on?
I feel like for me, the main thing that I've always done is just look to the bigger goal. Like, as I say, pressure makes diamonds, and short-term pain is worth it when you see the long-term goal and where you want to be and where you can be. So yeah, I always just look to a few steps ahead of, okay, these 2 weeks have been stressful, but on the seventh, on Saturday, when everyone walks in and goes, wow, like, you lot have transformed the place, smiles on their faces, having a good time, it will all be worth it. Every late night, like, we're putting in some crazy hours. 9 a.m. in the morning, we'll get there. We'll leave it 3, 4 a.m., like, a few hours sleep, straight back to it again. But it'll all be worth it when we see everyone have a good time on the 7th, and we know that they're in our venue having a good time. And as Jack says, the Shubs team and all the contractors that have come in and helped us out on a very tight time scale. Yeah, it'll all be worth it in the long run, 100%.
Yeah, and then literally my last question would be is, what advice would you give your younger self? Now, looking back at all your experiences, all the success, the failures, what advice would you give your younger self?
I'd have to sit there and write it down for like 6 days. I don't know what I'd choose. Just got a. That's a great question. I'm gonna have to take a moment to think on that.
Yeah.
Just never give up. Never give up. Just keep going. Like, it. Whatever seems hard now will genuinely get better. Like, as long as you're doing what you truly love. If you hate what you're doing, genuinely hate it, then find a passion, because a passion is what will carry you through.
100%.
Yeah, so that's good advice. Similar to something that I would have said, but also just like stick in, don't stop messing around. You think it's all unimportant when you're in school, and that you can mess about, but if you focus and find what you're passion is early, and you can walk in and make it achievable much earlier. Like, I'm 27 years old, which is, in my head when I say it, seems ridiculous now, but this is when I finally found something that I'm passionate about. So imagine what I could have achieved if I did that when I was at a younger age.
But don't retrospectively punish yourself. You needed to go through that journey to do. I think
learn from your lessons.
I think it's better that you found it, whatever age it is, because some people never find it. They live their whole lives and never find their passion. They never do it.
You see that in career jobs when you're like, why is that guy so angry all the time?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's worked here for years, doesn't enjoy anything. Like, so yeah, we're just glad that we found the team that we found, the friends that we have around us, we're able to make this all happen because the town needs it.
100%. And on that note, like, that was a brilliant podcast, very inspirational, very, there's lots of ambition, a lot of vision here. And I think the most important thing is having a great team around you, because you can't do it on your own. And like, that's my biggest thing that I've seen here, is that they've got a good team around you guys. Have got a good team.
The team is good.
The best team you could ever ask for.
And if one person wins, everyone wins essentially. So that's the great thing. So any last words?
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Follow Record Shop. Follow Inspiration FM.
Yes, sir.
And Uncle and School Northampton as well.
Yeah.
100%. Look out for them coming to a city maybe near you, or an event near you. Well, look them up, do what you need to do. But I'll be there. I'll let you guys know when we have the next podcast how the event was. It's probably going to be a big vibe. But I'm going to say my goodbyes so everyone can just say goodbye, and then we're out.
Take care. See you, Uncle.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, everybody. That was The Record Shop. First podcast 2026. Goodbye, everyone.